Okay, today's daf is Maaser Sheni, daf Mem Hei. This is the last daf here in the fourth parak of Maaser Sheni and the beginning of the fifth and final parak in Maaser Sheni, which is about other topics as we will get to. But now we are on Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Mem Dalet Amud Beis, we're in the dreams. The discussion of the dreams, where people go to certain rabbanim who seem to have experience in interpreting dreams, and they give them or don't give them the interpretation. So the last one that we spoke about towards the bottom of Mem Dalet Amud Beis was Amar Lei Istvada Hu Gavra Isbe Treyasar Merakim. We said that somebody had something with 10 patches. That was the answer. The dream was that he had a pin case. He had a notebook with 12 wooden plates, and he answered that you have something istva, a patch that like a patches that you put on your pillow, that you put on your donkey. That's what he suggested is what he has, right? So the Marafolta says Merda'as Shel Chamoro. It has Yud Beis Matlios, 12 patches on 12 tears that he has in it. And then we had Chad Barnash Asa Lagabir Bishol Rabiosi Amalei Chamis Bechamai Balag Chad Kochav. I saw that I swallowed a star. Amalei Tipach Ruchedu Gavra. Says so and so gives him a curse. So and so should die. You die Katal. He killed a Jew. Dechsiv Darach Kochav Miyakov. Does from Yaakov is you know, the name of Am Yisrael, and the fact that you swallowed a star, it must be that he killed him, right? The Rav Chaikinevsky, Yisrael, Nimshal, Lekochav, right? We are compared to stars, numerous psukim in the Torah, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, will be as numerous as the stars, more numerous than the stars, and that's why Dorach Kochav Yaakov. This pasuk, interestingly, is the one that Rabbi Akiva related to Bar Kochva, how Rabbi Akiva gave the name to Bar Kochva from Bar Ben Kuziba, because he thought he was Mashiach, that the Rambam lists off in Perek Yud Aleph of Malachim, based on this pasuk. The Rambam there discusses the simanim for Mashiach and what Mashiach has to do. The Rambam says a Melech Mashiach has to be Machzir Malchus Beis David and build the Beis Hamikdash and gather in the exiles, Maccabi Tzitzchei Yisrael, and all the laws are going to go back to what it was. So the Rambam says, Al Yala Daitecha, Shemelech Mashiach Tzarech Lasos Osos Umovsim. Don't think that the Melech Mashiach has to do miracles. Umechadish Dvarim Shemei Be'olam, Umechayim Esim, V'chayosim Dvarim Elu. Shah Tipshim Omrim. Don't think that. Ein Hadavar Kein. Shaharei. Rabbi Akiva. Chacham Gadol Mechachmei Mishnahaya. Rabbi Akiva was amazing, one of the Chachamim. Vuaya Nose Kelev Shel Ben Kuziba. Hamelach. He calls him Hamelach. He was a rabbi. We had earlier that the money from his Memshala maybe not wasn't able to be used because that's not called a Memshala. That was just called a revolution. We had that earlier in Maaser Sheni. But it says here that the Rambam was his Nosei, the Rabbi Kiva was his Nosei Kalim. V'uaya Omer Alav Shehu HaMelech HaMashiach. V'dima Hu V'chol Chachmei Doro Shehu HaMelech HaMashiach. Ad Shenerag Bavonos. Kiva Shenerag Noda She'en HaMashiach. V'lo Shalu Mimenu Chachamim Lo Os V'lo Mofes. They didn't ask for miracles. V'ikra Dvarim Kachahim, Shatora Azos, Ein Chukem, Shotem, Mishtanim, Laolam, Lome Olamim. Torah never changes. Ve Mosifan Alayan, Velo Gorin Mehan, Vokalamosif, Ogorea, Oshagila Panim Batora, Votidver Me'elu, Mitzvos Kimipshutan, Arezeb, Vadai, Rasha, Apikoris. If somebody tries to change the Torah, then for sure they're not only not Mashiach, but they're a Rasha and Apikoris. But only if somebody is from Malchus based of it, and they're Hogeb Torah, Vosig with Mitzvos. Right? Not that they're doing miracles. V'yakov kol Yisrael le'lechba, but they start leading the people. Start leading the people. So that would be Bechetzka Shu Mashiach Vada. And the Dharma continues. But either way, this tragic story in history of Bar Kochva, right? The way that he got his name was based on this pasuk of Darach Kochav Mi Yaakov. And the Rashi and Chazal, the Unkelus on this pasuk says that it comes from that is referring to Melech HaMashiach. The first half is talking about Malchus Beis David, and the second half is talking about Melech HaMashiach. We continue. Chad Barnash, Asa L'Kabdi Rabbi Shol Rabbi Yossi. Amar Lei, four lines from the bottom. He says, I saw in my dream, Chamis Bechelmai Karmei Dahu Gavra Masik Chasin. I saw my vineyard that I was, it was growing lettuce. It was growing lettuce, or chasin maror, the Arafolda says. Amar Lei Chamra Dehu Gavra Mefik Basim. The meaning is that the vineyard of you, it's going to go bad. The grapes are going to go bad. They're going to turn sour. It's going to turn into vinegar. V'yad Mintz of Chasin. Instead, you're going to take lettuce or maror from your field, v'tzava b'basad, you're going to dip it into vinegar. And that's what it means. It won't do so well, his vineyards that year. Chad banachas l'gabir b'shol b'rav Yossi. Amarle chamis b'chelmi. I saw a dream. I had a dream. They tell her b'shol b'rav Yossi. Mitmar lihachin. It was said to me as follows. Zarak esbeich nachas. Put your finger down. Put your finger down. What does that mean? So Amarle havli. So Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi here says, well, first pay me a wage. Pay me a wage. Why pay me a wage? None of the others asked for a wage. Why pay me a wage? As some of Farshim say, some say Moshe and others, that this was an Oved Avodah Zarah, and he was worried about the Isser of Lo Sachanim, of giving a present to an idolater. And we'll, let's just finish the story, and then we'll comment about Lo Sachanim. Give me my wages and I'll tell you. So he didn't give him his wages and he didn't tell him. So Armalei, and later on he said another dream he had. It was said to be as follows. There's going to be a swelling in your mouth. Nafach befumech. Armalei havli igri vana amalacha. Okay, tell me, give me some wages and I'll pay me for my services and I'll pay you. He didn't. Armalei chames bechalmi hachin zakifetz ba'ech. Lift up your fingers. Third dream. Amalei, lo amarti lo chavli igri vana amalacha. Didn't I tell you? Just give me my wages. Kad de itmar lacha, and now he just gives it to him anyway. Kad the three dreams. Kad de itmar lacha hachin. When you tell me the first one, when it said fingers going down, nachas dilfam bechitech, it means that there's going to be drips of rain on your wheat. Little drips of rain, but they're all negative. The Marafolda says, "Vekulan l'ra'ahu hayu." These are all bad sides. Sheyirat ageshem alachitim ba'otzar v'nafku, that they're going to get wet when they're in storage, when they're supposed to remain dry. V'nafku, and they'll start bloating v'tzamchu, and then they'll just get ruined. Again, if he would have had the dream earlier, he would have been able to maybe save some of his crop, but here it wasn't. Kaded b'alacha hachin. Infachin, right? When you tell me the second thing, your mouth is going to be bloated. So then that's when the wheat started being bloated and it was not a good thing for your wheat. And right, finally, when it was, when the, it said put your finger up, that was that your wheat were totally going to be, ruined, right? So that's what the, the Rav Chagadevsky also says. Fahashta b'shlishis kfar hischilu litzameach v'nageshem v'niskal kalakol. Things started growing from it, from the rain, and it all got ruined. But if you would have paid me at the beginning, you would have been marviach. You would have saved some of your growth. So again, as we said, some of our should say the reason you didn't want to tell him was because of the Isser of Lo Sachanim. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah in the Bavli on Daf Chaf talks about the Isser of Lo Sachanim, that there are three halachas that we learn out from the Isser of Lo Sachanim. Lo sachanim, lo siten lem chanaya bakarka. Not to, for no reason, give a non-Jew, or maybe an Oved Avodah Zarah, discussion in the Rishonim, a foothold in the land of Eretz Yisrael. Number one, lo siten lehem chen. Don't give them a compliment. How do you ever give an idolater a compliment? Or even, does it apply to non-Jews? You can't compliment a non-Jew? That's a discussion. And number three is lo siten lehem matana shalchinam. Not to give them a gift. Not to give them a gift. So all of these are included. If you look at the Sefer HaChinuch discusses is a mitzvah kuf, tav chavav in Parshas Vayeschanan, shalo lachun al ovdei avodah zarah. Again, an idolater, we don't know really what idolaters are bizman hazeh. Many of these halachas, the Meiri says this numerous times in Baba Kama, that certain types of idolaters who ruin the world, who go around and try to spread their views on the whole world and a lot of what they do is so negative and destroying society. So here he says, "Shlo nachmal al ovdei avodah zarah v'lo yishar beinenu davar mehem." Shenarchik b'machshavateinu. Basically means to stay away from the idolaters. Stay away from them. Don't give them things. Don't compliment them. All of these halachas are connected. Not to say, "Aser lomar kama noe goyze o kama nechmad v'noim hu." Lo sachanim, lo siten lem chen. V'yish be'arav oseinu shalomdu, lo sachanim, lo siten lem manas chinam. V'akol sharash echad. It's all sharash echad. Bishar she'a mitzvah. And the chinuch mentions that we have to stay away from people that the Rambam wants us to stay away from. And all of these help us stay away. Don't give them presents and don't compliment them and don't give them a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael. Right? So that's the chinuch in Tav Chavav. But that's what maybe he was nervous about. About interpreting dreams, giving him a separate fees. But according to Bizman Hazeh, I think definitely flexibilities, assuming that it doesn't apply to all the Avodah Zarah, but it comes up in terms of giving giving holiday gifts to Goyim and other types of nafkaminas. So one always has to try to see if there's a reason that maybe it's not called chinam. Okay. We continue. Chad Kusi Amar Ana Ezel Mefale Bahadin Sabbat Yudoi. One Kusi said, I'm going to go make a joke. I'm going to be Mefale. I'm going to make fun of this old Jew. So he was going to go to Rabbi Shmuel. Maybe he heard the story and he was upset about it. But he was going to go to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi to make fun. So Asa L'Gabei Amarle, he says, Chamas Pechalmi, I saw in my dream Arba Arzin, four cedar trees, V'Arba Shikmin, and four sycamores, Maknisa, reeds, Idra, a bundle, Tursa, an ox, Yahu Gavra, Yosef Midrach. And I was half sleeping. What is Midrach? Midrach is Demach, is totally sleeping. So Midrach is, it was Nim and Onim, as it's called, a little bit of sleeping, a little bit not totally sleeping. So what is the interpretation of that? So Amalei, he answers. So what does this mean? Answer is, he gives him Amaleh. He knew that he was a faker. Tipach ruchei tahu gavra. Right? So-and-so should die. Les adin chalam. That's not a dream. It was a fake. I feel okay. And even though you faked, you know what? I'm going to give you an interpretation. Les ad nafik reka. You're not going to go out empty. I'm going to give you an interpretation of your dream. Our boss, Arzi, the four cedars that you dreamt of. Our boss, say, shitasi dar. So those are the four sideboards of your bed. Our boss, shikmi, the four sycamore. Our boss, say, karasi dar. So those are the four shorter, the legs of your bed. Maknisa, margalisa. Right? The maknisa, the reeds, are the supports of the bed. Idra, bradativna. Idra was the bundle, that's your mattress. The bradativna. Turta, etzba asay. The ox means the skin, the ore, the leather that's on top of the mattress. So basically, the whole dream is describing your bed. Fuhu gavra, yasav midrach, and you're gonna be half awake, half asleep in the bed. Vugavra revia begave. You're going to be lying there. Lo chayev lo mayis. Somewhere between life and death, you're going to be very sick. And v'chein avislei. And that's exactly what happened to him. That happened to him. Don't start up with Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi. Chad da'isa da'asi l'gabi Rabbi Lazar. One time, a certain woman came in front of Rabbi Lazar. Amrale chamis bechelmai. I saw in my dream. We changed it to Sharisa de Besa Mispra. I saw the beams of my house were breaking. The beams of my house are breaking. What does that mean? So it seems to be a negative. Amar la da'at or da'at moldis bar dachar. You're going to have a male son. Male son, the beams breaking means like you're going to go into labor and a male son's going to come in. You're going to have a child. Azla v'yolda bar dachar. Kachavi, she had a male son. Basad yomin, after a few days, azla bayala. So then she came again and she wanted to meet Rebbe Lazar. They told Talmidai, the student said, Lesuach, I'm sorry, but he's not here right now. Amrle Maad Bayamine, what do you want to know from him? Amr alone, Chamis Ahu Itza Bachalme, I saw in my dream, Tinyana to Besa Misra. Again, a second time I saw the boards of my house were breaking. Amrin La, they said to her, take out the gears of that molded by Dachar, Viv, that's taken out, and they just said, Bala Dahi Itza Mayas, your husband's gonna die. That's what it means when the boards are breaking, your husband's gonna die. Kad Asar Balazar, Tanale Uvdo and Balazar came. They told him what happened, and Amarlon Kataltu Nefash. Right, you killed somebody. You shouldn't have interpreted that way. Right, and that's what Chazal say. Also, Maseches Brachas Lama Sheinachalom Holech Ela Achar Pitzrono. There's some type of special power to the interpretation, and that's why we have called Hatavas Chalom. You always interpret it for the good. Always interpreted for the good. It goes after the interpretation. Shneamar, as it says by Yosef, Ikasher Pasar Lanu Kenaya. Yosef's dreams. Right, it went after the interpretation. Right, so did Yosef cause that, or Yosef, it was reflected? Question exactly how we know it by Yosef, but that is what it says here, that it goes after the path. Exactly what this means, why should dreams, if dreams are, remember we spoke about different types of dreams. Some types of dreams come from, I think we mentioned from, we'll mention also from the Me'iri, some types of dreams come from a Tahar source, some from a Tame source, but why should it make a difference in terms of What's said about it? So you look at the Marsha in Brachas and Daf Nun Hey, he discusses there, it reflects, we don't fully understand it, but it reflects the power of speech. respects the power of speech. After all, Bilam, what's the whole, do you have a bracha and a klala? We're so nervous about the klalas, right? Are we supposed to be blessed? We'll be blessed. And if not, not. Says the Marsha. V'yoter mizeh, shegama chalamos shepitronam hakarov la'amiti l'tova, efshar sheyishtane l'ra'a al yedea pitaron. Kidemuchach miyahu ro'eh. Right, look at the stories and the ones in Brachas. Ve'ein zeh davar zar l'kabel. Ki kemo shematzinu sheyish koach benefesh ha'adam. Lif'ol be'eino l'tov. Kidechsev tov ayin hu yivorach. Just like a person can have power with his eyes, right, there's an ayin ra, the first daf in Baba Basra, you look negatively on something and that could have negative, destructive connotations. So just like the eye, v'chein behefech bara, ayin kebilam, ubekama mekomos v'chayotze behen, bidiburo hakal, right, kedila amrinan, and so speech, like it says, alti birchas hed yod kala beinecha, alti kilas hed yod kala beinecha, brachas and klolas have an effect, v'cheinu adavar hazeh, shenitan koach lepeh, laholich es hachalom kefi pitrono. That's a beautiful lashon. A koach was given to the mouth to schlep the dream. Laholich es hachalom kefi pitrono, imhu me'ein hachalom. If it's at least connected to the chalom. V'karav lezeh kaseh ben Yaakov, lufiya sugya deshmaitzin, tegimu mine chalom osein. And then he says, if you look in all these sugyas, there are three types of dreams. This is the Marsha. Ha'echad shahole kulo achar apeh. Ubelo pitaron eino lo tov lo ra. Some types of dreams are totally based on, doesn't go one way or the other, doesn't lean one way or the other, right? And it's just how it's interpreted. Ubelo pitaron eino lo tov lo ra. Umizeh hamin amar of chizda, kol chalmud lo mifshah as rev chizda, where he says it has to be interpreted. Vahach to Rebbe Bina'a. Negative dreams, shushav, bizula se pitaron. And there are other dreams that you don't need the pitaron. It's going to be mukuyim even without it. But some dreams can mamish be interpreted and fulfilled or unfulfilled based on the power of words. So based on the power of words, that's what he says is Yosef's dreams. And then he says, other dreams, marach gimel chalom ha-she'im bo pitaron ki'im ha-echad ha-amiti. Ve'inu mishtana klal ke-chalom shal Yosef ha-tzadik. Some dreams, they're not up for interpretation. They are a message. Maybe it's a form of nevuah, like Yosef's dreams. And that's like, malach t'chsev ba-chalom ha-daber bo. Some dreams are up for, you know, tshuva and ma'isim tovim. So that is the what it says here. So we do attribute certain types of power to the pitaron, and therefore it's important to have a proper pitaron. It's similar. I saw somebody. I mean, first of all, going back to the Rishonim, the Rashba also says this, that it has to do with the power of speech. The Rashba in Tshuva and Chelik Aleph Simen Tav Ches also relates this, like the Marsha did. Alti Berchas Hed Yod Kala Beinecha. Right, and it's connected somehow. Yesh Bechol Oskulos Odvarim Ne'elamim Lo Mizbara Lanu Ata Sibosam. We don't fully understand it, says the Rashba, but we find principles in Shas how the words have power. Bris krusal esvatayim, kishkaga hayosei milafnei hashalit, keile rabim. Many things, many chazals like that. So we have to be careful with our words. Some compare it to the Ramban. The Ramban writes in Brachos that there's a concept called the poel dimyon. So after even a nevuah is given, if you want to concretize the nevuah, sometimes Hashem will tell the Navi to do a physical action in order to concretize it. Right, to be like a Maisa Avos Yitzira Labanim. Once it's concretized through the action, so then it has more chance of being fulfilled. So do we hear, once it's concretized through the words, so then it has more of a chance of being fulfilled. Right, that's the Ramban in Lech Lecha and Yud Beis Vav. Vidaki kol gzeiras irin, kasher teitze mikoch gzeira el poel dimyon, when it goes from the level of decree to the level of action, tia hagzera miskayemas al kapanim. Then it's going to be mekuyim. V'lochein yasu anaviyim maisa b'nevuos kimamar yirmiyo. Shetziva labarach v'yaka chaloska lagroas divrei asevra hazeh tikshur alav evan v'shlach lotok pras. Throw it into the Euphrates. Right, and then so to Tishka Bavel. V'chein inyan Elisha, b'dichos ra'ala keshes. V'yomer Elisha, Elisha says, do it this way, do it that way. Many examples, he says. That's Avram Avinu walking here. Hechzik HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Avram ba'aretz v'asalo dimyonos. V'chal ha'asid leha'asos bizaro. V'havein zeh, says the Ramban. This is what's called a po'al dimyon. It gives teeth to the nevuah. So maybe that's similar to the power of words regarding dreams. Again, ultimately, though, it's beyond us. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol HaChalamos Olchein Achar Patronehen, all dreams go after how they're interpreted, Chutz Min HaYayin, except for wine dreams. Yesho Seyayin V'Tov Lo, Yesho Seyayin V'Ralo. Drinking wine can be good, can be bad. It depends who you are. Talmud Chacham shows a v'tov. Talmud Chacham can drink, and it's v'tov lo, and it's good. Why? Because wine symbolizes Torah, and that's why wine, says Rav Chaim Kadievsky, it just goes by what it is. That's not up for interpretation. Shayayin simon l'Torah. V'haino damar b'yayin. Eino holich achar apitaron. Ela hakol l'fi ma shehu. Ama aretz shows a v'yalo. Ama aretz, drinking is bad. Drinking symbolizes maybe his hergol in Gashmias and taking over him. That's why it's negative. Chad bar Nasha, see Gabbai Rabbi Akiva. Somebody came to Rabbi Akiva. Amar li chamis b'chel mi rag like atina. I saw, I lost my leg. My leg was very small. So Amar li, that seemed like a negative. So Amar li, Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's a good thing. To Moada, Maisi, the Yantif is going to come, v'les mechal kupa. It's not so bad. Right? It means Yantif is going to come. Yantif is called a regel. Your regel is going to be small. It means you're not going to have so much meat to eat on Yantif. Less mechal kupad. Okay, not going to have so much meat to eat. That doesn't, not so bad. Asa chad choren lagabe. Somebody else came to him. Amar chames bechalmi dragli mesuchla mesubla. I see my leg is huge, is bloated. My dream. Amar le moadaya. My see yantav is coming. V'is lecha kupad sagi. You're going to have plenty of meat. Again, the regal, the foot stands for, or is the symbolic of yantav. So you're going to have a lot of meat. You're going to have a lot of simchas yantav. You're going to have less simchas yantav. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Yantav, as we know. Basar is part of Simchas Yantav. The Rambam in Hilchos Yantav says that there's all different types of Simchas Yantav for different people in the family, but the Simchas Yantav for men is Basar. Is Basar. The Rambam says in Hilchos Yantav, Ketzad, where's the man? V'ha'anashim ochlin basar v'shosin yayin. She'in simcha el b'basar v'in simcha el b'yayin. The Rambam there says in Vav Yud Ches and Hilchos Shvisas Yantif, children and women and men, everybody has to have whatever does it for them for Yantif. For Yantif, interesting. The Ramban at the beginning of Shurashim in the Sefer HaMitzvos, where he's discussing, he's defending the Bahag. The Rambam in the first Shorah says that the Bahag is wrong. He counts Halal as a mitzvah. Halal is a mitzvah d'Rabbanan, and the Ramban defends. He says no, Halal is not a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. Halal is a mitzvah d'Araisa. Whether you count the Rabbanans or not, that's a separate issue. But Halel is Daraisa. And that's why the Bahag is able to count it. Where is Halel Daraisa? What does it say in the Torah? The Ramban says it's part of Simchas Yantif. There's Simchas Aguf and there's Simchas HaNefesh. There's Simchas Aguf, like we see, Basar V'Yayin, and there's Simchas HaNefesh of saying Halel. That's part of Simchas Yantif. And that's how the Ramban defends the Bahag. Okay, continuing. So we have these stories at the end. Amrle, Ka Talmud. Min Rabbi Akiva, Avi Yasif, Va'afui Mishanyan. Right, one time there was a student of Rabbi Akiva that was sitting and he looked anxious, he looked worried. Amarle, Ma'ochein, what's the problem? Amarle, Chamas Bechelmi, Tlas Milin Kashin. I saw three difficult things in my dream. Ba'adar Atmis, he saw, you're going to die in Adar. V'nisan letat chami, you're not going to see Nisan. Umadat Zara lesat Kanash, you're not going to gather what you planted. Amarle, Rabbi Akiva says, they're all good. Tlaseyon, Tavaninon, they're all good. What does it mean you're going to die in Adar? It doesn't mean that Adar is like Hadra. Hadra means your glory. Bahadra da'oraisa at mishromama. You're going to be raised up through your glory of Torah. Ba'adr at mayis. Mayis could also mean brought. Or mayis could be, you're going to die from this level of your life and you're going to be brought up higher. Right? You're going to have glory. V'nisan lesat chami. What does that mean? Nisan, you're not going to have nisyonos. You're not going to come to nisyonos. Umada at zara lesat kanash. Mata at molu lesat kvar. What you plant, right? Your children, you know, won't be gathered in. They're going to live. They're going to outlive you. So all of these are for the good. Rabbi Akiva takes a dream that even looks bad and interprets it for the good. Okay, next parak. Last parak here in Maaser Sheni. Parak Karam Ravai here on Mem Hayam Abayis. This parak is about two topics. Number one, Ravai. And number two, the second half we'll get to Bir Maaseros and Vidui Maaseros. But Karam Ravai, we know the Torah tells us that the first 3 years there is in mitzvah called Arla. Arla means all the fruit are asur bahana. You're not allowed to eat them, not allowed to get any ana from them. And in the fourth year, Kodesh Hilulam Hashem. In the fourth year, it's Kodesh. What does Kodesh mean? The Torah doesn't say what to do with it. So because of Xer Shava to Maaser Sheni, in Meseches Kiddushin, Daf Nun Dalet, that's why we know that Maaser Sheni and Ravai have the same halachas as we brought to Yerushalayim and eaten there. The Ras Yirlio here at the beginning of the parak points out that these halachas of Ravai could have also been put in Arla. Could have been put in Arla, Meseches Arla, which we didn't get to yet. But, you know, it's a little overlap. It's right after Arla, but it has the same halachas as Maaser Sheni. So that's why ultimately it was put here, because of that connection, even though it's the flow, the natural flow is after Arla, right? The Ramban mentions, puts Arla and Ravai into the same Tam HaMitzvah, right? The Ramban says that, what's the reason that, for the mitzvah of Arla and Ravai? Because ultimately we want to give the first to Hashem. We want to give the first to Hashem or eat it in his company. And the problem is that if you give the first fruits of the first years, they never grow so well. They never grow so well. So we wait. So we wait till the fourth year. The first 3 years off limits because we don't want to give the first to Hashem. And the first year that it grows well is the fourth year. So it's off limits the first 3 years. And then the fourth year you bring it. So it's kind of connected, according to the Ramban, the message of Arla and Ravai. The Tama Mitzvah Zos L'Chabedas Hashem. This is in Yud Tes Chav Gimel. In Vayikra, lechabedas Hashem meireishis kol tvuasenu mipriya eitzu tvuasakarem, to honor Hashem from all of our new fruits and vineyards. Lo nochal mehem ad shenavi kol pri shana achas hilulam Hashem. But the problem is, v'ine ena pri betok shaloshanim roi lakrivo lefnei Hashem enichba. The first 3 years, it's not so coveted. Lefishu humuad, it's small. V'ino ila nosin bepiryo tamo reach tov betok shaloshanim. It doesn't give it the first 3 years. Veruban lo yotziu peiros klal ad hashana revias. Many don't bring fruit at all until the fourth year. That's why namtin lekulam v'lo nitom behem ad shenavi min hanatua shenatanu al kopri arishon atov kodesh levnei Hashem v'sham yochluhu. And this is similar, he says, to mitzvah zos domel mitzvahs bikurim. Similar to bikurim, that is the Ramban in Kedoshim, all about Arla and Ravai. There is a machlokas tanoim about whether Ravai is only by grapes, vineyard, karam Ravai, or even netta Ravai. We paskin it applies to all of them, right? So that's the machlokas that's going to come up in the Gemara. Is there Ravai in Chutz La'aretz? That's a machlokas, right? There's Arla in Chutz La'aretz. That's a beferish din in the Gemara. There's Arla in Chutz La'aretz. What about Ravai? So those are 3 days. 3 days in the Rishonim and 3 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch and Reish Sadi Dalet Siv Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch says Din Rava Din Netz Ravai No Egaf Chutz La'aretz. Number one, it applies to Chutz La'aretz. Period. V'yesh Bisha Omer She'ena No Egel Av Aretz. And others say that no, it does not apply in Eretz. It only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Av Chutz La'aretz, it does not apply. Why? But, and that means because Arla is in Chutz La'aretz. The question is Ravai in outgrowth and connected to Arla? So some say yes, some say no, and some say only Kerem applies in Chutz La'aretz and not Ravai. That's the Shita of the Gaonim. The Rambam does not like that Shita. We'll talk about the Lamdas of the Rambam and the Gaonim at a later date. But let's just start at the Mishnah at least. Karam Ravai, Mitzainen Oso Bekezuzos. So Karam Ravai, when you have Ravai, you don't want people to, people won't know what it is. They'll just go and take some of your fruit. So you have to mark it that it's Ravai. So how do you know without putting up signs? Mitzainen, they use different materials for people, and people will see these materials surrounding, and they're like, oh, it's Ravai. Mitzainen Oso Bekezuzos Adama. They used to surround the Ravai vineyards with clods of earth. Vishel Arla, Becharsis. Arla with white clay. Vishel Kfaros, you don't want Kohanim to go there, or Nazir. Besid, with lime. Umemacha Veshofech, you mix it with water and lime, and you pour it on the kever. Amr, Vishem Gamli, Abba Medvar Mamurim, when do you say that you do all these markings? Beshvias, only during Shemitah, when all fruit are hefker, people could be walking around. So it's not their fault that they're taking some of your fruit. They're doing what they're allowed to do. That's when we say that you have a responsibility to try to protect them. But otherwise, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, if they're going into your field by themselves, they're stealing the language of the Gemara elsewhere, Halitei L'Rosh HaVayamus. So let him get an Aveira. It's not my problem. Not my problem. He's going into my stuff and stealing, so he'll get another Aveira. Vatsnuin, the question is the Tsnuin a continuation of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, or going back to the Tanakama? Vatsnuin manichin es hamaos, right, the marafol that has the girsa of halitela rush of yamas. But vatsnuin, those who are medactic on themselves and they don't want people to mess up based on their own property, manichin es hamaos, they used to put, designate money, va'omrin, and they used to say, kol anilkan mizeh mechul alamos elu. Whatever people take from the ravai, you know, in my field, the kedusha should be on this money, and that way they save them from the Avera. A huge discussion in the Rishonim in Baba Kama on Daf Samach Tes. When is this said? Is this said when it's still Mechubar? But that's too early. Is it said only later? And a Bichal only later? So maybe that's, you know, is connected to a Breira. Is this a Breira Sugya? So this is a big topic, how we understand this line. Again, the Rishonim and Baba Kama talk all about it. Just one more line. Karam Ravai Vachulu. Zuga Shala Rebbe, my Nisni. A pair of rabbis asked Rebbe, what is the proper girsa? Karam Ravai or Netta Ravai? The first couple of Mishnayos in our parak have Karam Ravai, and the next couple of Mishnayos have Netta Ravai, which is all-inclusive. So Amar Lon, so Rebbe answers, Puk Shalom Rebbe Yitzchak Gruba. Go ask Rebbe Yitzchak. Because I went through with him every Mishnah. Interesting, I saw the Sefer Tzion Lenefesh Shlomo in the back. This is Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. Why didn't Rebbe answer? Why didn't Rebbe answer? But Rebbe Yitzchak Gruba is more expert in the Mishnayos than Rebbe. Interesting that he didn't answer. Nafik v'shalom le. He asked him, Amar Loni, he says, Kadmaya Kerem Ravai v'tinyan Netta Ravai. The first couple of Mishnayos are Kerem. The next couple of Mishnayos are Netta. And that's our Girsa. And that's our Girsa. And it could be because, really, we hold Netta Ravai. But the first couple of Mishnayos have Nafkaminas that are only for Kerem. And that's why he uses Kerem. One more line, Reb Zeira Mekabel Lisavaya Dahave Biyomi Reb Yitzchak Gruba. Reb Zeira criticized the Savaya Dahave Biyomi Reb Yitzchak Gruba. But Lo Bachan, you know what? Let's stop with Reb Zeira. We'll start with that Beis Hashem next time as we continue this last parak.